Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Lieutenant General James Clapper, Air Force retired, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And joining us in our conversation is John Kaminsky. Well, General Clapper, can you tell us about the future of imagery and satellite technology and the challenges NGA may face in the future?
Well, the future for us, I think, is one of is very bright. I think the idea, the concept of geospatial intelligence, which I feel is quite compelling, is catching on. It is growing. I think people appreciate it. It can serve many customers, be they in the Department of Defense, which of course is our major customer, but other cabinet departments. We support the Department of State, Department of Justice, Department of Energy, and of course the Department of Homeland Security. And with this notion of geospatial intelligence, what we're faced with in the future is greater and greater volumes of data as we acquire more collection capabilities, be they from satellites or from aircraft or terrestrial sources. So the challenge for us is going to be coping with the volume of data that we will ingest, the variety of sources and sensors that it will come from, and ensuring the veracity of what we produce. The example I would cite is the ever more exacting demands of precision guided munitions. Today the military places a very high premium on precision and accuracy. If they use a kinetic weapon on the ground, it must go where it was intended to go. So that places a very high premium on knowing the exact spot on the earth where you're going to put that weapon. And as it turns out, NGA is the steward or reservoir for the master database to support this effort. So our challenge is going to be coping with this volume, the variety, the velocity, the intervals during the day at which we will be taking a drink out of that fire hydrant, so to speak, and coping with it. So that's going to be our challenge in the future. Now, it's a challenge. But it's also a good news story, because I think that what that represents is the instantiation of the importance of geospatial intelligence.
How do you envision NGA in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, I think that assuming we can continue with our program to converge and modernize, that a lot of things that are done today kind of manually, we are still very much in the paper products mode. We produce millions and millions of map products for which there will always be a demand. But ultimately, we want to get to doing business with us the way you do business on the Internet, and that you would come to us through our webpage or whatever, and, you know, a few clicks, not too many. You would be able to extract the layers of data that pertain to that will support your particular mission, and that you can use that, manipulate it, and tailor it to suit your own needs, you as a user, and so that we're not producing reams and reams of paper. So that, I think, is going to be our major transformation over the next 5 years, is the modernization and automation of our processes.
And what advice can you give to government executives who face similar tasks of collaborating with other agencies and departments?
Well, I think I'd look for the sweet spots. The approach that General Hayden and I took with the collaboration between our two agencies was basically to encourage those in each agency that, you know, this is something we wanted to see happen, and to look for ways, look for good ideas on how we could collaborate, and the result has been where the sum is greater than the parts. And so I think looking for where there are complementary opportunities, and if there are policy barriers or the like that can be overcome through, in our case, the direction of the two agency directors, then we do that. The pattern that General Hayden and I've worked into is about once a quarter we have a fairly formal meeting between the two of us. And we have our senior staff, and we alternate home and away at his agency or ours. And we use the Huntley-Brinkley approach, where an agency senior from each of the agencies have to get up and brief together what they're doing in their particular area to promote collaboration. And it seems to work pretty well. There's always a flurry of activity 2 weeks before the next quarterly.
As I think about your description of your career at the beginning of your show, it's clear you've had a long and distinguished career as a public servant. What advice would you give to someone, perhaps a young person interested in a career in public service?
Well, go for it. I have done both, and although I spent the lion's share of my life and career in public service, and it is the what I call psychic income that I derive from the public service. To me, that's it's somewhat ethereal, spiritual thing. It has not to do with making a lot of money, because you're not going to do that in the government. Government pays well, comfortably, you know, make a comfortable living, but you're not going to be rich just working in the government. But there's certain satisfactions that come from the discharge of what I consider a sacred trust, particularly these days, because of the vital importance of intelligence in the war on terrorism. So I think it's a great place to be. It's very rewarding and very satisfying to be a part of this this national effort.
Well, I'm afraid that'll have to be our last question, General Clapper. John and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your very, very busy schedule and joining us this morning.
Well, John, Paul, I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you again, General. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Lieutenant General James Clapper, Air Force retired, Director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a copy of today's transcript, today's fascinating interview. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. For the Business of Government Radio Hour, I'm Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.